Good. Well, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here this afternoon at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. I'm Jody Heemstrom, the West Region Vice President, and I work with the Red River Farm Network, and we're based out of Grand Forks, North Dakota, so this is warmer than at home. 13 degrees yesterday, to be exact, so I'll take it, I guess. Well, we have a really neat event here this afternoon, and I want to welcome you all for being here, and also Forrest Roberts, the new faces of farming and ranching. This session is sponsored by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, with additional support by the National Pork Board and the American Farm Bureau Federation. It's my pleasure to introduce Forrest Roberts, U.S. Farm and Ranch Association member of the board and also CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Forrest.
Good afternoon, everyone. A lot of familiar faces in the crowd, a lot of good friends in the crowd. Some of you I've had an opportunity to get to know, but those of you who I haven't, as Jody said, I serve in my day job as the CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Just came in just a few minutes ago from Washington, and as Jody had outlined, I think it is certainly much cooler here in Kansas City than it is in Washington, D.C. There was a concert there last night that packed about 800,000 people into a really small area, but hearing from my wife this morning feeding heifer calves with our daughters about 5 a.m., I think Denver, Colorado is quite cold compared to even here in Kansas City. Glad to be with all of you here today. My job is really simple. We're going to walk through here in just a few minutes kind of a much-awaited event here in announcing the winners of the USFRA, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, Faces of Farming and Ranching. I think most of you know that this is an effort that has, within USFRA, has been one of our major platforms. So when you look at major platforms like the Food Dialogue Series, the engagement that we've had around the documentary and the movie Farmland, to a lot of the research that we've looked at, as well as this major platform that we refer to as the Faces of Farming and Ranching, the entire effort with USFRA is all focused on one outcome. And over the past 4 years, we've worked tirelessly to make sure that all of these strategies focus on one thing, and that is to enhance consumer trust in today's agriculture. So for once, we've got all of agriculture, some 80-plus organizations, all around the table, all focused on one outcome and truly setting what differences they may have within today's agriculture aside so that we can achieve this objective that is so critical to the future of our industries. So when we look at the future of our industries, when we look at the future of agriculture, one of the things that's really neat is to see how the first class of our Faces of Farming and Ranching were able to engage with the food connectors, the people that are truly driving the conversations about today's food and today's food choices. Well, we've come forward with the second crop and gone through a massive process to be able to identify five individuals that are going to be able to be those faces of farming and ranching and be able to, for the next year, engage throughout a lot of different events, not only that USFRA is bringing forward, but a lot of other events that are within each individual commodity entity and how we continue to bring forward the messages, not just to set the record straight, but to also, as we have engaged over the past 4 years, create and spark that dialogue with food connectors about how food is grown in today's environment. So with that, today we're going to first announce the five winners. I'll have them come up and join me, and then we're going to introduce each of them individually, have them give just a quick perspective on their background, and then afterwards we'll have a quick open Q&A, and then we'll wrap up with, I know a lot of you want to do some one-to-one interviews with all five of them individually, so we'll have the opportunity for that as well. So with that, as you think about the stories and the experiences that you're going to hear from these five individuals, the first one is Aaron Brenneman from Iowa. Aaron, please come forward. Second is Daryl Glazer from the state of Texas. Daryl. Third is Jay Hill from the state of New Mexico. Fourth is Thomas Titus from the state of Illinois. And last but certainly not least is Carla Wardeen from the state of Michigan. All right, so all five of the winners will have an opportunity here. I'm going to give just a brief bio. Go ahead and grab a seat here, and we'll go through the process here kind of one by one. So first I'm going to start with Erin. So Erin Brenneman, she lives in Wellman, Iowa, and she is a part of the Brenneman Pork, Inc. team. The farm family operation is a family operation, fair-to-finish operation, that consists of just over 20,000 sows over three sites, with the main site being in southeast Iowa and two sow farms down in Missouri. The operation was started by her husband's parents, Rob and Char Brenneman, back in 1981, with a few sows and nearly today all of their children and spouses work full-time for the operation, with nearly 700,000 pigs marketed annually. She and her family also farm a little over 3,000 acres of corn, soybeans each year. So with that, Erin, please come forward and welcome Erin Brenneman.
Good afternoon. I am Erin Brenneman. I am a pig farmer from southeast Iowa. What some of you don't know about me is I am city born and raised. I was born in the suburb of Chicago and raised there. So I, like so many people, thought that food came from the grocery store. It wasn't until I went to Iowa State, met my husband, and started coming back with him on the weekends to see what the farm was all about that I was just blown away by the amazing things that farmers do every day. And I think that it is so important for us to share our story and share our passions. People are very interested in what we do, and they're very curious about what we do. And it's thrilling for me to share what we do on the farm every day. And I think people are just going to be so excited, and I'm very excited to be a part of this in the place where I can share my passion. I currently am a specialist in day one pig care, so I put it that I run a maternity ward for mother pigs and piglets. So, and I love that, and I also just love sharing that with people every day. So, thank you very much.
All right, next up is Daryl. Daryl Glazer lives in Rogers, Texas, on the Bar G Ranch with his wife Shannon and their four sons and his mother. The farm and ranch consists of 500 acres of owned land and about 250 acres of leased pasture. They run an integrated contract turkey brooding operation, as well as a commercial and purebred cow-calf operation. They brood nearly 600,000 turkeys each year and maintain a cow herd a little over 200 mother beef cows. The farm was started by Daryl's grandfather about 80 years ago and has been in constant production during that 80-plus year period of time. When Daryl took over the farm, he added two contract turkey brooding houses to help diversify this operation, and also had an opportunity to convert their row crop land into improved pastures, and in 1996 added two additional turkey houses. So with that, please help me welcome Daryl Glazer.
Well, it's unlike Erin, I did not grow up in the city. I cannot ever remember a day in my life that I wasn't on the farm that I own and run today. So from a very young age, as soon as my feet could reach a tractor pedal, I started driving a tractor at about age 10. And it's been a passion of ours. Went off to Texas A&M, got a BS and MS degree, came back, had four children and a wife, and we diversified our operation. This opportunity to me is just amazing to help tell the story of agriculture. I think that is something that we have to do for our industry, and I consider this a great, great opportunity. Look forward to the next year, working and helping to educate consumers and help them understand what we do on our farms and ranches, because it's truly a passion, and I think it's a story that needs to be told. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. Next up is Jay Hill. Jay Hill's father established Hill Farms back in 1969 in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Today, the family now farms between 500 and 700 acres. They use a double rotation and oftentimes a triple rotation, which gives that farm upwards of close to 2,000 acres of annual crop production. Today, Jay focuses on the farm's vegetable production, and they produce between 15 and 18 million pounds of onions between the months of May and July, with the onions being sold in all 50 states, as well as out into Canada and Mexico. Hill Farms also produces corn, wheat, pinto beans, alfalfa, lettuce, pecans, and world-famous green chili peppers. One thing that was interesting that I give each of these candidates a hard time as they kind of come through the process, because when we were going through receiving applications, Jay's probably going to shoot me for saying this, but he also indicated that he is a man that is focused on God, country, and proud to be married to a smoking hot farm wife. So with that, please help me welcome Jay Hill.
Thanks for that. And yes, I did marry a smoking hot farm wife. I'd just like to thank everybody that was involved with this organization. The opportunity to share my story and tell the world and our country about what I do on a day-to-day basis is unbelievable. Growing up, I started my operation in a tractor tire sandbox. I can remember watching corn choppers come in and chop the 20 acres that we had, thinking, someday I'm going to take a role in agriculture. I'm going to be a farmer. I don't know what I'm going to do or how I'm going to grow up, but that's what I want to do. And as time has gone on, our operation has grown. And like you said, now we're between 500 and 700 acres, depending on the year. Each morning, I don't know which shoe is going to fit on which foot. Like many of other ag producers, we don't know what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. I am so honored to be able to share my story and what we do on a day-to-day basis. Thank you.
Next is Thomas Titus. Their family established Triporc in the state of Illinois back in March of 1962 with about 240 acres where grain and livestock were produced by one single family. Today, the farm supports four families, three full-time employee families and two part-time, with the hopes of bringing back a sixth generation to their operation in the near future. The farm consists of a little over 1,500 acres of corn, soybeans, and hay, along with about a 750-sow fair-to-finish facility, almost 50 head of a cow-calf operation, and also of noteworthy, from what I understood, Thomas was about 15 chickens and 20 goats to boot, right? Thomas primarily focuses on the operations pork business. He's very serious about that, where they market a little over 12,000 pigs annually to Farmland Foods. In addition, they also have a family passion of holding back a few of their sows to really funnel into a show pig operation that connects back to their children and the opportunity for them to engage in 4-H and FFA. So with that, you know that Thomas will also win the award of not the shortest person in the entire crowd. So please help me welcome Thomas Titus.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's certainly a pleasure to be in front of the group today, and it's a great honor to represent U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance as a face of farming and ranching. I grew up in Douglas County, Illinois, with my parents raising grain and livestock. After going to college, I had an opportunity within corporate agriculture for 6 years, and fortunately, there was an opportunity on my wife's family farm to come back and join my wife's father, Dave, and her brother, Brett, to come back to the grain and livestock farm. It's a great honor to be able to tell our story and talk about what we do on a daily basis, because it's something I do have a great passion about, and it's something that my mother had a great passion about. Talking about agriculture becomes second nature, and being able to tell our story and trying to bridge that gap with our consuming public is extremely important to me, and definitely appreciate the opportunity for the challenge to help begin to bridge that gap with the consuming public. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. And last but, let's pull this back down a little bit here, Thomas. Last but certainly not least is Carla Wardine. Carla is a sixth-generation dairy farmer from St. John's, Michigan. Her family's operation, the Evergreen Dairy, recently expanded their entire operation up to the level of 400 cows 7 years ago. She and her husband, Chris, they left the corporate jobs and in Connecticut, of all places, and moved back to the land where her great-great-great grandparents started farming going back to the year 1879. Today, the family now lives in the 135-year-old house where her great-grandmother was born, and they are renovating a barn that her great-grandfather built where he used to milk cows by hand way back in the day. Today, Evergreen Dairy cattle graze on the same fields as Carla's ancestors, and in addition to, their family grows crops for feed, have about 850 acres of corn, alfalfa, and triticale. They also have calves seasonally so that they would have cows calving in the summertime. So with that, please help me welcome Carla.
I guess you could say for my family, I'm pretty unoriginal. We just keep coming back and farming. Like you said, I'm the sixth generation on my family's farm, but my husband and I did not know that we were going to be farmers from the get-go. After we graduated from college, we went in the corporate world, and we worked in the corporate world for 6 years, and we really enjoyed it. But then my parents started talking about retirement, and we thought, maybe we want a farm. Maybe having a dairy farm is something that we want to do. And so we surprised everyone when we quit our jobs and moved from Connecticut to Michigan. And from there, we immediately had children, just to make things really complicated. We have twin 7-year-old boys and a 4-year-old son. And from there, we realized that this is the lifestyle we want, and it is the best decision that we have ever made. When I was away from the farm and then I came back to it, I realized how few people know anything about farming or even know a farmer. And why would you if you don't have the opportunity to see a farm? It's not like you're just going to stop and introduce yourself and start going on a tour. So what I started doing is inviting people to the farm and having lots of tours. And then from there, I wanted a larger reach. So I expanded to having a blog, Truth or Dairy, and writing about it so you could reach people farther and have more conversations with them. And from that, what I really love about the Faces of Farming and Ranching is that you can reach people at a nationwide level. People want to be able to talk to farmers. They don't want to filter between the farmer and the consumer. And I'm really excited to have those conversations at a national level. Thank you.
All right, so again, there's a couple things I'll wrap up here, and then we'll open it up to, most importantly, your questions of our 5 new faces of farming and ranching. As you think about the competitive nature of applications that come in from all across the country, a very, very solid set of candidates to choose from, hard decisions, but those decisions weren't made by just USFRA staff or our stakeholders. They were made by also interviews that included the current class that's outgoing, our first class of young farmer and rancher faces, and then also an opportunity for consumers to be able to, through an online tool, be able to cast their vote as well. So it was a very involved and very integrated process, if you will, that we went through to get to these 5 finalists. So with that, we're certainly proud that they have not only come through the process and been willing to put themselves out there and to engage and invest the time and energy toward this, but also to take time away from their families and their operations. And as you've heard each of them introduce themselves, they all have very unique stories, which is very common to today's American agriculture. They have a uniqueness about their personalities and the way that they engage. They came through a full slate of media training today, so they are ready for your questions. So let's open the floor for a few minutes, an open Q&A. So please just identify yourself and your question, and I'll do my very best to direct accordingly. Open floor.